Today is Tuesday, December 17th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Madison community is rocked by yesterday's school shooting. Savannah Tome Olson has the very latest.
Police say the suspect shot 8 people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. 2 people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. 4 people, 3 students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. 2 of them have been sent home from the hospital. 9 schools in the Madison Metropolitan School District and some from Monona Grove were put on a secure hold yesterday. This tragedy goes so far beyond just that school community. County Executive Melissa Agard.
As a mom who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe, I can tell you, this hits you in the gut. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community.
Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place that should be a refuge for students in our community.
The crime response unit from the Dane County District Attorney's Office has been mobilized. That team includes social workers, and their goal is to support survivors and family members. And the word survivor doesn't just mean the people who were shot yesterday. It includes everybody who was in that building, students, teachers, other staff, and the terrified family members worried for their kids. There are also specially trained officers at the police department to check in on their peers who experienced trauma in their response. There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The suspect has been identified as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who went by the name Samantha. A motive is still under investigation. Abundant Life is a non-denominational Christian school founded in 1978 and serves about 420 pre-kindergarten through 12th grade. Wisconsin officials say they've gotten more tips to their school threat hotline. Trish Kilpin, director of the Wisconsin Office of School Safety, says more tips about school threats have come in since the shooting.
It is true that in light of school shootings, we also see an uptick, a contagion effect of other school threats. In SUSO, SUSO is our Speak Up, Speak Out Wisconsin tip line where people can report concerns. We have seen an increase in planned school attack tips. Often after an incident such as that happened here in Madison, people start to think about, I should have reported this. I have knowledge that someone could be planning a school attack, and they need to have a place to report that. So we encourage the community at large, students and families, to report to SUSO or their local law enforcement or local school officials if they have concerns that somebody is planning a school attack.
Before the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, there had been a threat to the Green Bay Area School District. They believe it was not credible, but they still had extra police at their schools yesterday. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Anyone who makes a call or threat to a school, we will investigate that. And if you're found to be the person to make that call, you will be arrested.
The Office of School Safety has resources available to Wisconsin schools, public, private, and charter schools. It doesn't matter. They have guidance on what to do if parents or staff worried about a student, how to talk to kids about making false threats, and actually, the majority of the tips they get are to report bullying. The Speak Up, Speak Out tip line has gotten more than 350 tips since it began in 2020. You can submit a tip online or call their hotline. Officials say never brush off a potential threat. In the wake of Monday's tragedy at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, local leaders are offering help. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard.
To all of those who are grieving in our community, please know that you're not alone. Dane County stands with you. We're here to support you in any way possible. Please reach out and ask for help.
Local officials are also stressing the need to ask for and provide help in the wake of the tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway.
If anyone needs mental health support as a result of this incident and the coverage of it, I encourage them to reach out to 988 by phone or text. It is incredibly important that we take care of our community in this very difficult time.
More than 500,000 Wisconsinites are unpaid family caregivers. They're the backbone of the state's long-term care system. AARP Wisconsin says they often go without vital support, even as they provide an estimated 538 million hours of care to loved ones each year. As families gather during the holidays, Martin Hernandez from AARP Wisconsin says this is the time for important discussions.
This is an opportunity to come together with family and friends and have those open and frank conversations that people should be having about caregiving, both in the situation they might be currently, but then also planning for the future.
It's estimated caregivers spend on average about $7,000 a year on related out-of-pocket expenses. Hernandez says AARP Wisconsin will ask state legislators to once again consider a tax credit for family caregivers of up to $500 in the next session. A bill in Congress for a larger federal tax credit for caregivers has sat in a U.S. House subcommittee for almost a year. An Eastside Madison hospital is ready to handle more difficult emergency cases. UW Hospital East Madison received Trauma 4 classification this week. That means the hospital, located on the busy I-94 interchange, will be able to handle severe injuries at its emergency room without having to bring patients all the way downtown to the main location near the UW-Madison campus. Officials say that means quicker care for patients and those coming into Madison for treatment. Beginning in February, Wisconsin Medicaid members who don't have secure housing will have a new benefit through the state. The new program is for Medicaid members who are experiencing housing insecurity and are also affected by substance use or mental health conditions. It's intended to offer a support system grounded in the stability, dignity, and well-being that secure housing can provide. The benefit does not cover rent or ongoing expenses, but does provide ongoing assistance and counseling. This past Sunday, the Crawford County Sheriff's Office successfully recovered a stolen sawmill valued at several thousand dollars and made multiple arrests following a coordinated effort with neighboring law enforcement agencies. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office received a report of a theft involving a sawmill from a property located near County S in the township of Haney on Saturday, December 7th. The Sheriff's Office immediately began working with the Richland and Grant County Sheriff's Offices to investigate the incident and identify potential suspects. After an extensive investigation, authorities secured a search warrant for the property at 32776 Rusty Lane, Blue River in Richland County. In the early morning hours this past Sunday, the Crawford, Richland, and Grant County Sheriff's Offices executed the search warrant. During the search, the stolen sawmill was located and several individuals were detained at the scene. Charges are being referred to the Crawford and Richland County District Attorney's Offices. Rusty A. Jones, 62, Riley J. Jensen, 28, Brandon K. Moore, 30, and Elizabeth P. Geller, 28, all of Blue River face multiple charges, including felony theft, bail jumping, and possession of stolen property, party to a crime. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 5.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.77 a gallon Monday, according to Gas Buddy survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 7.2 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, and stand 6.5 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.19 Sunday, while the most expensive was $3.29, a difference of $1.10 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 0.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.98 Monday. The national average is down 7.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 7.1 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy. The national average of price of diesel has declined 1.8 cents in the last week and stands at $3.47 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says As we edge closer to the end of the year, we're seeing momentum for falling gas prices weaken, which is typical as the national average generally bottoms out between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But he adds, with oil prices rising back above $70 last week, gas prices may have less potential to drop much further, though there may be a second window of lower prices in January or February in some areas, but even that won't last long.